Hi, my name is Amber Dlugosh and I teach dual credit composition at Bolivar High School. This year took a turn that we could not have anticipated. I would have never guessed that I'd be finishing the school year out teaching at home with my dog Dottie, who you can hear walking across the floor right now. Though their senior year took a harsh turn and many are now facing tough realities, my students have continued to exude exemplary character. The stories and insights they've shared have challenged me to keep going and to see different perspectives. So I've asked them if they would share with you by reading a piece of their own choosing. In each episode, you'll hear from five members of the graduating class of 2020. I call this group of students the Good Guys, and I think you'll see why. I hope you enjoy another episode of Powerful Perspectives.
Hello, my name is Ryan Cohen. I am a senior in high school who's about to graduate in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm going to be reading my list writing piece that I did for my college composition list writing assignment, and the piece is titled I Live. And I chose this piece because its applicability, at least to me and hopefully to you, is pretty much timeless. I initially wrote this in the opening weeks of quarantine, back when I was doing some very serious soul searching, but it's also applicable to me as I take the very scary step of entering the world of adulthood and begin to try to answer the seemingly unanswerable question, what am I going to do with my time on this world? So with that being said, let's get started. It's another indiscernible afternoon in a long series of indiscernible afternoons. I lay sprawled out across my ratty old couch, struck again by the sense of boredom that accompanies most of my days at one point or another. The familiar feeling pushes me toward an existentially focused bout of self-evaluation, and I begin to mentally recount to myself the reasons why I live. I live for the family I'm forced to cohabitate with in quarantine and would voluntarily cohabitate with out of quarantine. I live for the people who I confide in and trust to hold my most vulnerable tendencies tight. I live to experience the rich senses of other cultures. I live for the joys of life at its best. I live for the low points of life that produce surprising silver linings. I live for the way that the low points of life only make its joys more poignant. I live to expand my capabilities. I live for my passions. I live because I have an excitingly uncertain future. I live because of my God and his values that I hold dear. I live for the indescribable audio adrenaline rush that is music. I live for the devastatingly poignant audio tragedy that is music. I live for the melancholy audio dissection of being that is music. I live to feel the incomparable thrill of stepping into the shoes of another. I live for the tears. I live for the smiles. I live to watch my athletic heroes capture championship glory and etch their name into the history books. I live to ponder life. I live to ask questions that get answers. I live to ask unanswerable questions. I live for the stories held by movies, TV shows, books, theater productions, and wrestling shows like Pearls in an Oyster. I live for the way we make meaning out of the most seemingly meaningless things. I live for the heavy guitar riffs and light dabs of a piano's keys. I live for the power ballads. I live out of hope that I may one day find a person in whom I can invest the feeling of companionship and devotion and infatuation that we call love. I live to imagine. I live to dream. I live to feel the power of autonomy. I live for moral ambiguity. I live for gray areas. I live to fail. I live to use my failures to live stronger. I live to fight for the welfare of others. I live to preserve peace, justice, and compassion. I live to take a stand for what I believe in. I live to be a shoulder to cry on. I live in anticipation of the day that I have a diaper to change, a pair of shoes to tie, a mouth to feed, all of my own. I live to read between the lines. I live for the lights at the end of every tunnel. I live for the feeling of an indescribably tasty chunk of steak traversing the insides of my mouth. I live for the crushing inability to express the feelings swirling inside me and the life-changing process of learning how to express them. I live for the heartbreak. I live for the heart mend. I live for the playful tussles with my siblings. I live to reflect on my regrets. I live to never regret that which cannot be undone. I live for the bubbly sensation that accompanies making a loved one laugh. I live to communicate. I live because of the endearing eternity of hope. I live because of what lies ahead. I keep living, through every day, whether monotonous or unique, through the anxieties of society and the pain of poverty, the destruction, the feeling of futility, the blood and gore and guts, the moments of hopelessness and the days of despair, the fear, the sorrow and depression, the unspeakable horrors of free will, the irreparableness of existence. As the world silently burns with brokenness, I drag my beaten wretch of a body through the carnage because I know that a day will come where life's light will extinguish the flame. I endure my personal perpetual hell for the glimpses of my incomparable essential heaven. I live because the greatest thing that one can do is feel.
All right. Hi there. My name is Danny Davis. I am an 18, almost 19-year-old female, an almost high school graduate, a lazy writer, and so many more things, currently recording a podcast for you guys. Today, I will be reading a very short journal entry that I've been thinking about turning into a short story. At the current moment, it doesn't have a title, so for now, we'll just call it Untitled, if that's okay with everybody who's listening. I chose to read this piece because I genuinely love it. I'm not only comfortable sharing it, but I think it'll provoke thought to those that listen to it, and I think that it genuinely encapsulates my talent. Maybe not all of it, but some of it. So let's go ahead and get into it today. "Kiss me," she whispered, her honey-crested eyes narrowing downward. His chin lifted slightly, and in one swift motion, kissed her. He pressed his body against hers, feeling the warmth between the clothes, the physical presence of another person. The arrogance he held so tightly before was suddenly gone, whisked away with the gentle pressing of her lips. The need between the two grew, slowly at first, then rapidly. He thought his heart was going to explode, beat out of his chest. When the shared oxygen between the two ran out, they separated. But he didn't open his eyes. He simply left his arms wrapped around her, warmly. He could feel her smiling, the way her breathing slowly returned to normal. With his eyes closed, he felt the pure joy radiating between them, filling the entire room with it. He sighed happily and opened his eyes. And in that single, brief moment, it was as if the entire room had been cleared of air. No longer did she sit warmly in his arms or in the room. No longer did she smile so comfortingly in front of him. She was gone. The joy that had been filling every edge of the room before was eradicated. A candle that had been stifled. A light that vanished. Panic began to build in his heart and chest, sweat beating at his temple. His eyes grazed the room, his fingers scratching at the faded wallpaper. They ripped apart the corners of the room, the seams of the wooden floor. There was no evidence that she had been in the room at all. He couldn't control the tears that dripped effortlessly from his eyes, nor the way his lungs couldn't entirely fill. His body sprawled wildly on the floor, where the happy couple had sat only moments prior. With his spine pressed to the floor, he screamed in agony. For seconds, for minutes, hours, days. It felt as though he could scream in agony for forever. When his screams began to quiet and the tears slowly began to ebb, he sat up. The only sound was his heavy breathing. Nowhere was a sign of the girl he had fallen for. No strand of hair, no fingerprint, no existence. He felt as though he had gone crazy. She hadn't existed. He had gone crazy. His callous hand ran down his face in exhaustion, and that was when he felt it. His lips felt different. As he rested his fingers against them, unmoving, he realized that it was her lipstick, but only the faintest trace. She existed, but only barely.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into Volume 1 of my podcast. I am, of course, your host, Cooper Boucher, and so a little about me. I am a brother, son, Christian, learner, and an athlete. So today I'll be reading my list writing, and it's from a few weeks back. I chose this because, truthfully, my short story was too long, but, you know, this is... I still feel like this is impactful. I believe it is relatable for some of our seniors, and I feel like it could provide some additional perspective and maybe some hope during this pandemic. So I'm going to go ahead and hop right into reading my my list writing titled Things I Miss. Unprecedented, never seen before, unlike anything else, crazy, scary, and just flat out weird. What a world we are living in right now. COVID-19 has taken hold of 2020 with a death grip tighter than Darth Vader choking his enemies with the Force, including taking the same hold on my senior year. Because of this takeover, every day has become just day. There are no longer prefixes. The movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray, where he lives the same day until he's finally able to learn his lesson. This is what my life has come to. The same day, every day. The wake up at 10, workout, eat, sleep, do nothing day. The sort of day you would enjoy during the course of the school year for a lazy Saturday, not an everyday day. I miss having regular days. I miss interacting with humans outside of my family. I miss friends. I miss open gyms. I miss being on the baseball field. I miss waking up in the morning with something to do. I miss showering with a true purpose. I miss picking out outfits to wear to school. I miss my teachers. I miss hugs. Laughter, smiles, independence, all of it. I miss the late nights with your friends where you stay up so late that you feel like you're hallucinating, and no matter what you say, it all feels funny, and you laugh until you can't laugh anymore, and then you quit laughing, and suddenly you're serious, and you transition to talking about life and your feelings and your fears and your future, and you comfort each other, and you make fun of each other, and you are just kids enjoying life. But there must be a purpose behind all of this. It isn't all bad. Appreciation for the little things has become something I excel at, something I regret not seeing before, something I wish I would have done more often, something I will do from here on out. I miss even school, something I never thought I would do. If this was all done to make me more grateful moving forward, it worked. Mission success. I will never take regular life for granted again, never wish for endless snow days in January, never take freedom lightly. If this is all one big lesson, let me learn it and always cherish the life I have been blessed with. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. This is Taylor Clayton, and I am a sentimental high school senior, as you will soon find out. I will be sharing a piece of writing with you today titled Reminiscing, and I chose to share this piece with you all to offer a maybe a different perspective that you might not have if you're not in high school, because I wrote this piece shortly after receiving the news that I would not be returning to school for the rest of my senior year. And of course that goes along with senior trip getting canceled and, you know, just not getting the rest of the year with my friends. And so this piece helped me cope with that, and I was able to reflect on the things I knew I would miss, but then also end it with a more positive outlook. So without further ado, I'm going to read this to you now. It's pretty short and sweet, but here we go. As I sit here on my bed, painting my nails with my windows open to let in some fresh air, it's hard not to ponder what I should really be doing right now. It's 3 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. I should be rushing out of school and into the parking lot to try and get out of that crazy place before the traffic in town is too busy. It seemed annoying then, but oh, how I would love to be caught up in that craziness right now. People all around, horns honking and bass beats blaring. I miss Bolivar High School. I miss the morning drive and frequent coffee runs. I miss the greetings from my bright-eyed and bushy-tailed friends. I miss Tracy Branderhorse. I miss Dr. G's announcements and jokes of the day that made everyone moan and groan. I miss Dr. Wooderson's fist bumps on the way into class. I miss the peaceful vibes in Mrs. Kahn's art room. I miss Miss Newcomb's class of fourth graders. My time with them was so precious. I miss hearing Senor Barry say, "Buenas tardes, clase." I miss the beautiful music making that we did in concert choir with Mrs. DeClue. I miss Miss DeLugosh's sweet greetings and gratitudes each class. I miss the loud cafeteria at lunchtime where everyone tried to fit telling their friends about all of the day's excitement into just 30 minutes. I miss those face-to-face conversations. It's with a heavy heart that I reminisce on what used to be daily occurrences, but this is a bittersweet list. I am so lucky to have experienced these things. I am painfully aware of that now. I'd say COVID-19 has a pretty harsh way of teaching me not to take anything for granted. Nonetheless, all I can do now is make the best of the given circumstances and look forward to better days ahead. I know they're coming. There will be greater opportunities, and I'll be sure not to miss them. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I am Ethan Dinwiddie, and I'm going to be reading my sister's unforgettable softball game. I chose this because it's a memory that I don't think I'll ever forget. I'll just go ahead and read it. It was 7 o'clock at night, and my brothers and I were at my sister's softball game. We were watching her on a Thursday night in springtime, and the weather had been questionable according to the news, so we did not know if it was going to get canceled or not. Then my brother notices the sky, and he says something about how it looks like a storm is brewing. "Looks like it could be heading our way," he said to all of us in a concerned tone. The sky was completely brown, and it got calm at once. It was like when you watch Storm Chasers, and it gets all quiet all of a sudden, and it's like you're at the eye of the storm or something. The softball game stops, and everyone goes into a panic. As we see a tornado come out of the sky, and it is heading our way. Everyone is rushed to their car, and so we can get out of the way of the tornado and go home and shelter with family. For some reason, I ran away from my family and lost them. I got into someone else's car that I didn't even know. I panicked and hopped out and saw my brother that was looking for me. We ran to the car and we were rushing to get our way back home. My grandma was pedal to the metal when she realized that it was not just one tornado. It was multiple. We had seen a bunch of tornadoes coming from the sky, which made us even more worried for what was in stake. Will the tornado destroy the town that I spent most of my summers in my childhood? I don't know. We got home and it was so windy, it was almost breathtaking. We rush inside and both my brothers go to the basement. My grandma wanted me to stay upstairs for some reason. I stayed up alongside most of my family and we prayed, told everybody how we love each other very much. We made it through the storm. We were very, very thankful none of us got hurt. It made us realize that your life can be taken away in any second, and that you need to love and care for your family while we are still here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. I know that these five seniors really appreciate your time and your ears. They have boldly shared their own stories and perspectives, and I celebrate that in them. It's very brave and courageous of them to do. In our class, we center all that we do around one common saying: stories create connection, and connection creates understanding. And it's my hope that that's what's happened here today. Thank you again.